It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. Here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe Thomas, the creator and host of this multi-award-winning show, and it's my aim in every episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. Welcome to the fourth episode in our e-commerce growth series sponsored by Klaviyo. This is how we kick off every year, and it means we're bringing you two episodes each week. So for the whole of January, put us in your diary for Thursday as well as Monday, please. Each and every one of the episodes we put live this month has been handpicked by me to bring you a different approach to growing your e-commerce business in a big way in 2021. This year, I think we're covering more topics than ever before, so do make sure you listen to them all. In today's episode, we're getting into marketplaces. And my guest is from eBay, so we're going to be talking a lot about eBay stuff and how to sell on eBay and different strategies to use on eBay and going through why it might work for you and why really considering marketplaces is a good idea right now when you're trying to make sure you've got those multiple routes to market so as your business is set up for future growth. Because I think one of the things we really have learned from last year is that your customers are, they're the ones in the driving seat. And so therefore we need to have our products and our businesses in front of them in the places they're choosing to buy. And marketplaces are certainly one of those. So we're going to find out all about the reasons why eBay could be a really good place to help you grow your business this year in a moment or two. But before we do that, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for brands of all kinds and sizes. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you're part of a marketing team at a multinational brand, Klaviyo will give you everything you need to create memorable marketing moments, building customer relationships that keep shoppers coming back time and time again. Get started with a free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Smart Freight can help you save time and money. Smart shipping parcels and pallets through Smart Freight's carrier management platform allows you to consolidate your outbound logistics onto one platform. With over 650 carriers worldwide, Smart Freight has you covered by ensuring you are always going via the cheapest, fastest, or greenest eco-friendly option. Visit smartfreight.com to book a demo today. And now to introduce today's guest expert. Christy Demos is the Senior Manager Go-to-Market Strategy at eBay. She's been at eBay for over 18 years and throughout has been focused on helping eBay sellers succeed on the platform. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me.
Well, Christy, it's great to have you here. So thank you for coming and joining us. And I've just given our listeners a super quick overview of you and what you've been up to over the last few years. But how did you get started in e-commerce?
So like many people, it was probably not on purpose. Ultimately, what happened is I had my undergrad. I finished my bachelor's and I moved to a new city for new opportunities. But it happened to be right after September 11th. So, of course, the economy was really crazy and kind of what I thought my job was going to be and what I thought I wanted to do was just not working out because the economy was so weird. And so my mom and I had enjoyed shopping on eBay and we kind of knew about it and we had fun finding unique and cool items. And then I happened to see in my job hunt that they were hiring. And so I decided, you know, it'd been a little bit since I had got a job. So I thought I'd go get a temporary job there at eBay. And then here I am all these years later.
Wow. I mean, I'm thinking if you were just finishing uni around the time of September 11th, that's pretty much the same time as me. And back then, I remember at uni, the biggest distraction from working for finals was buying stuff on eBay. It was back when eBay was like the most exciting thing going on the internet, wasn't it? Which was just crazy. Yeah, the number of parcels we used to get delivered was crazy.
Right. It's crazy to think of the change from then till now, which in business, 20 years, you know, is honestly not a very long time. And the amount of change that has happened in e-commerce since then is just, you know, unreal to think about.
It must have been cool to experience all that change through one pane of glass, if that makes sense, at one company where you're seeing it from through the same perspective.
Yes, totally. I always tell everyone that, like, you know, I've been at the same company, you know, this 18, 19 years, but it certainly has never felt the same. Like, I've been through those early days of like extreme growth. And then I've been through some times where we were in a bit of a turnaround and we were having to have new strategies to continue to grow the business. And now, you know, in COVID times is a whole new phase of e-commerce and business. So even though it's been one company, I joke that it's really been probably 5 to 6. And then within that, having different roles within the company. So that's partly why I've stayed that long is, firstly, I love our mission and I love that we are a place to help entrepreneurs grow their business. But then also, I just have had so much opportunity to grow and learn and watch e-commerce from the side and kind of just see the changing, all the changes happening, which is crazy and fun.
And hopefully today with this episode, we're going to help a few more businesses to work out how eBay can help them. So it's, we've been in this world of e-commerce for you know, a decade plus now, is, well, 20 odd years is what e-commerce has been running for. And it feels like the world of, or the marketplace opportunity has evolved a lot in that time. And it feels like the opportunity, the eBay opportunity has probably evolved more than any other. So without, let's not get too much into the history, but right now, what is the opportunity for someone who's got their own e-commerce store to use eBay to help them grow? Who should be using it and why?
Yeah, exactly. That's such a great, important question, Chloe. Ultimately, like you can imagine, my answer is almost anyone. Like in a marketplace, you can buy and sell anything. And one of the huge benefits of eBay is you get immediate access to 183 million buyers worldwide. And the other thing that eBay can do, like thinking about you and your audience with having, you know, kind of a global reach, is like we have lots of tools and resources to help, you know, other businesses and people who have their own website to potentially ship internationally or reach international buyers that they might not be reaching on their normal website. So that's exciting. And then, as you can imagine, we have tools and resources and all kind of things to help people get more exposure and ultimately get more buyers looking at their items to make more sales.
I guess the primary reason someone might want to be on eBay is because it's opening them up to the eBay consumer.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Like our consumers, you know, we have all the regular products and, you know, things that you find on all marketplaces. But as you know, eBay is super unique. And like, we really embrace sort of that, you know, finding what's uniquely you, and buyers can ultimately find anything that they want on eBay, which is, we really are embracing that sort of, you know, being a unique business where not, you know, we don't want to necessarily be in the commodity where like, we don't need to be selling toilet paper. Sure, we might have it, you know, especially in COVID times, but really we want to help buyers find that exact item that they're looking for and that right deal and just kind of help them in their purchase journey on exactly what they're wanting.
A lot of people think that that eBay is all about the auction, but these days there's an awful lot of fixed price selling as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Like, in fact, the majority now is fixed price. It's just your regular buy it now. And we have, but auction's still important. And auction can be a unique way to also potentially like convert on, you know, like dead stock or something. So if there's something that like you're ready to clear the shelves and move some things out of the warehouse, auction can be a fun way to do that. And sometimes, but ultimately we do majority fixed price and we have, you know, immediate payment. So a lot of sellers worry, like, well, I've heard before on eBay that like buyers can buy it, but then they don't pay. And we can still do that, but also like you can set it up where they pay you automatically. This, and over the past few years, we've launched a new payments platform to make it much easier for buyers to pay using all the normal different ways that people pay online. So they can be via credit card or like anywhere else. They can, of course, still use PayPal. And of course, they can use Apple Pay, Google Pay, really all the payment methods. And so we're continuing to grow, kind of like we talked about within changing environment, where that's our most recent kind of big change, is making sure that any buyer, like especially if we think about younger millennial Gen X buyers, like a lot of them want to use Apple Pay and Google Pay. And that wasn't always an option on eBay, but now that's an option. And so again, it just opens you up to all those millions of buyers and getting your more eyes on your item. So yeah.
So no more waiting around for your buyer to get round to posting the check or making the payment. It happens, you know, literally like a normal checkout.
Yep, exactly. Like you would on any marketplace. That's right, Chloe. Exactly. And I think that is so important because, again, sellers don't have to deal with the hassle. Like they don't, if you don't have a PayPal account and you don't want to have one, that's okay. You don't have to. Like you can use the payments processing system that we have right on the site. So yeah, lots of easy ways to get started.
And you mentioned about something which I find amongst brands in particular is a very common eBay strategy is the outlet store that enables them to get that discounted product off their website. So they focus their customers on the, or the people who come to their website on the full price, and then they can use eBay to clear out. Do you find, well, I guess, do you find that to be a successful strategy for retailers?
Absolutely. So lots of retailers do that. Like we've had different partnerships with different, like, you know, luxury bag companies who keep, like you said, like their sort of, you know, high end, like new items on their site, but then they sort of use closeout. And that definitely works great for a lot of companies. And other things we're doing, like in the certified refurb world, we've seen that like a lot of companies, like there's a lot of great value in having companies that do certified refurb. So as an example, if you have a product that you are regularly getting back and refurbing, those products can go directly on eBay at a great deal and you can get lots of eyes on those. So we've recently launched sort of a new update with certified refurb and we're seeing a lot of great success with it. And that's another great way that sellers can sort of think about their inventory in a different way and manage their channels to what works, you know, best for that particular item. So
nice. I like that certified refurb. So as the consumer, you can be really confident that it's a item that's been refurbished really well. And I guess we're talking kind of like mobile phones and technology here, are we?
Yep, absolutely. And even like vacuums and iRobots and speakers, and you can imagine like a lot of electronics and home and garden type of items, like they all fit in that category. And that's exactly what we're solving for, is we know that a lot of eBay buyers often might be looking for a deal, but then they still want a really great product. And so that's a great way for, just like you said, for them to know they're getting a legitimate certified refurbished item that will work just as good as new, but possibly at a smaller, at a little bit of a discounted price, which is what they're looking for. So yeah, it's been really exciting to see that kind of launch and grow. And we're excited to continue growing and getting more, you know, companies on that have those certified refurb products. So yeah.
Because of course, in the electronic space, there's certainly a bigger emphasis on businesses being, you know, held accountable for what happens to the electronics they're having. And, you know, with sustainability, you know, we all want to try and not send things to landfill. And of course, you know, there's also, with all those return products, there's money to be made as well. So I guess that there's kind of three big trends which are encouraging the growth of that sector of the platform.
That is exactly right, Chloe. Like looking at those younger buyers, you exactly nailed it. Like thinking about sustainability, like nobody wants to throw their vacuum in a landfill because there's one broken piece on it. And so the companies that are able to like get those back and make them working almost as good as new, oftentimes just as good as new, like the younger buyer loves to get that deal, know that they're helping the earth a little bit, and then still getting the product that they want. So absolutely, it's great to see like companies adjusting their strategies to do those things to help the planet and help the consumer. So yep, definitely.
So we've gone through two big strategic ways you can use eBay. So the outlet clearance center, the refurbished element. And what other ways are you seeing brands sell product on eBay?
I think that international reach is a big one. Like what we've seen is a lot of companies don't, it's kind of overwhelming to think about shipping internationally. Like it's kind of scary. It's like more of a hassle because then you have to build it into your process and whatnot. And eBay can really handle all of that for a lot of sellers. And so we have lots of different tools and resources. We have a program called the eBay Global Shipping. And in North America, what we do with that is if you're a North America seller and say you have your listing set up to use global shipping, what happens is like a buyer in UK might see that item and buy it. And as a seller, you don't have to worry about how do I ship to the UK? What's the cost, et cetera. Like we handle all of that. You ship it to a warehouse in Kentucky. They then handle it, get it packaged for customs, and then they ship it off to the buyer in UK. And I believe that works the same from UK to US potentially. Don't quote me on that. Given that I'm based in North America, I'm kind of a little bit, I don't know as well going the other way, but yeah. So again, that international aspect is super important to a lot of our sellers.
I think something in e-commerce, in business generally, we're going to be talking about increasingly as we go through whatever this pandemic continues to throw at us is the way in which we reduce risk in our business. And one of the ways we reduce risk is by having, it's kind of that analogy of the table with multiple legs. The more legs you can put on it, the better. And countries are legs, and regions are legs, and routes to market are legs. And you know, it strikes me that to start selling on marketplaces, including eBay, that's adding another leg. And then if that can enable you to grow an overseas business, then that's a lot of other legs you can grow with kind of one project.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I love that. I need you to come join my team. That's a great analogy and the way of thinking about it. And that's exactly right. It's like, as a business, you want to have a lot of contingencies and opportunities. You know, I know most of your listeners are online already, but what we've seen during the pandemic is, you know, a lot of brick and mortars were not knowing how to get online. And like their businesses are extremely impacted by these lockdowns. And so that's another thing that eBay's done is like, we've launched various programs over the pandemic to try to help businesses get online. And so again, like, I think that's another leg, you know, for some of these folks who aren't online is like, you just want to have as many contingencies out there to make sure that you're always growing and staying up with the competition. So absolutely.
And do you get, because we talked about the international element and we've talked about the refurbished and about the clearance, do you get many brands selling their products at kind of almost a more full price approach in order to tap into the eBay consumer base?
Definitely. So what we see a lot is brands wanting, again, just to have more reach. And so like, and a lot of times, another way to think about why it's a good reason to just sell your new kind of regular products is, we don't, even though we're a marketplace, we never compete with our sellers. And so there are other marketplaces out there who might recognize and get data that shows that, oh, wow, this is a hot product. Like maybe we should create this product and sell it on the site. Like eBay's never going to do that. And so our success is our seller's success. And so the reason a lot of sellers love having their products new, regular, in season hot items on eBay is just, again, it gets more eyes and they don't have to worry about us trying to compete with them and try to kind of replicate what they're doing. Like we're never going to do that. We always are, our seller success is ours. And so that's again, you just get more eyes on, you get lots of marketing tools, and then you don't have to worry about us trying to like get that data to try to figure out how we can do the same, you know? So we, again, we're all about our sellers and their success is our success.
And you mentioned marketing tools there because, of course, as we all know, just listing products on a marketplace is usually not enough to maximize the opportunity of that marketplace. There are tools and not tricks, but optimizations we need to learn in order to make sure that we're making the most of a marketplace. What sort of things can we do on eBay to make sure we're getting the most sales we can?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, honestly, I feel like our tools are endless, but to highlight a few is like, you know, promoted listings is a big one that a lot of sellers use today. And basically that's kind of like our on-site ads, if you will. So as a seller, if you have an item where say you have deep SKU and you want to move a lot and it's a highly competitive potentially category, in order to have more exposure within search and other places on the site, you can do a promoted listings, whereas like you pay an additional percentage to have that show up in more places. So that's a great tool. Sellers see a ton of success with that. And then we have lots of other ones where like you can obviously mark it down. You can do what do we call it? Multi-buy, where like if you buy X amount, you get additional percent off, which buyers love that depending on what your items are. We have a way where you can actually send offers to buyers. So originally this started more of like a consumer selling tool where like if you have something listed on the site, like say you have some like new in season Jordans and you have them listed, but like, and you have lots of watchers, but you're not getting any bites. You can actually send offers out to those buyers at a discounted rate to say, hey, I see you're interested. Like I'm giving you 10% off. Like, does that make them bite? And so originally that was slightly more used by our smaller consumer sellers, but we've actually expanded it and made it where sellers can do that in bulk. So they can, if they're seeing lots of interest on their items, but they're not seeing conversion, there's ways where they can kind of bulk send offers to buyers to kind of let them know and give them a slight discount, which might make them just, you know, make that purchase into a conversion. So yeah, there are so many tools that we have for sellers out there.
And Christy, is there anything which we should be telling people about who are either let's stick to the ones who are considering launching on eBay? What's the key thing they should know to encourage them to do it right now?
Well, like I said, you know, the one of the number one things is we'll never compete with them. And then the other thing is, like, if they're an established business, you know, with their own website and their own presence online, we actually have teams out there to help them. So we have like an integrations team that will, you know, if they sign up and we can see that there's a lot of potential, we'll help them onboard. We'll work with them to get everything optimized for their store on eBay or whatever they need to be successful. So that's another thing is we always want to partner with our sellers. Like, we want to talk with them. We want to meet with them. We want to truly be their partner and help them be successful. So we have teams out there dedicated to working with sellers to launch them on eBay. So you know, if you end up registering as a business on the site, like, we'll probably reach out and try to get with you and try to make it successful. Because the other thing is, like, of course, you have to be smart about it. Like, you don't just want to throw all your stuff on there. Like, you want to have a plan. You want to make sure your listings are really strong. You want to make sure you're using, you know, all the regular stuff, like great photos, great item specific, like making all those little things to make sure buyers are finding your items. And our teams can help with that. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it on your own too. Like, if you're well established, you probably already have that all on lockdown. A lot of marketplaces, you know, use third-party tools and they can easily help sellers migrate their inventory directly on eBay. So all kinds of good reasons, but ultimately, like, it's all about our success being theirs. And if they're growing, we're growing. And that's what we love to see, especially in these pandemic times where so much more is coming online. Like, you want to be everywhere and you want to, you know, make sure that you're taking advantage of so many people coming online where they maybe weren't before. So definitely.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Success in 2021 means building stronger relationships with your customers. Last year saw a lot of consumers switching to buy online, leading to surges in new customer acquisition. So how are you planning on turning your new first-time buyers into profitable repeat customers? Well, that's what Klaviyo is for. Klaviyo helps businesses create memorable marketing moments through email, SMS, and personalized website experiences. And that is what creates repeat purchases. That's why Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform, is used by over 50,000 e-commerce brands around the world. Get started with your free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Customer experience when shopping online is crucial, and it doesn't stop at the checkout. Smart Freight plugged into your e-commerce platform allows your customers to take the driving seat when it comes to selecting a shipping service. And branded tracking communications keep your customers informed of their order's journey all the way through to receiving their parcel. Visit smartfreight.com to book a demo today.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So, Christy, are you ready for the top tips?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
So I love Anything and Everything, Malcolm Gladwell. Don't know if you've heard of him. He has written Outlier. I'm sure you have. And the reason I love him is because I think these days in, you know, social media and in business, like, a lot of us are kind of in our little niche and we're always getting our ideas and our thoughts confirmed by the people and things around us. And I love that he sort of teaches us to, like, think of things outside of the box. And so he shows us that, like, things may not always be as they seem. And so there's a great chance to think of it otherwise, especially, like, you know, in the United States, obviously we're still working through the election. And I think, like, what we see is a lot of people get in social media and get online and all of their thoughts are being confirmed because the algorithms know and they're giving them, you know, confirmation on what they already think they know and believe, which is great. But also, like, I feel like Malcolm teaches us that, like, let's get outside the box and, like, things may not always be as they seem. And so it helps us expand our thinking and think about our business in a different way. So love him, and particularly Outlier, but anything by him is always so interesting.
Cool. Okay. The traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Great question. Of course, like, when I read this, I wanted to say, well, it depends and it's a mixture. But really, like, for better or worse, I think email can get a bad rap. So I think we all are tired of email and, like, there's too many and we all hate it and, like, it's a disaster. But honestly, if you can execute email well, that is a great way to reach buyers. And so I think you just have to have a really strong strategy and make sure that you're not doing too much, but you're doing enough. And again, that's something for eBay, like we help with the marketing, you know, like we have different ways that we market out there to buyers across the globe. And so I think, again, just being cross-channel is also really important. So yeah, having that mixture and being everywhere, I think is really good.
And the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
So at eBay, we've sort of embraced Slack as one of our big ways to communicate. And I'll be honest, you know, I've been there a long time. So I was like, oh, geez, it's the latest communication tool. Like I was just kind of like more, you know, I was like the old fuddy duddy, like, geez, can't we just use what we already have? But my team and I, like we've been using it really heavily during the pandemic. And I love it because like there's so many different things you can do. But silly, one of the things I love the most is like we can send gifts to each other, which is so silly. But like during these times where we're all so remote and online, like just having a way to like laugh for a minute and disconnect and like show an emotion through like an image is just honestly fun. And even though we're not in person, it gives us that chance to sort of laugh together and like have a break from the you know, I always call it like the surge capacity, like constantly being on and working all the time, you know. So I love that it allows us to have instant communication, but then also have some fun with some gifts and some images. And then also I love that it can be on your desktop, on your phone, you know, as most apps are these days. But yeah, I love that like if I step away from my computer for a minute for lunch, I can sort of see if something's coming up where I need to jump on the computer. So yeah, good old Slack. It's becoming the hot one, I feel like.
Oh, very much so. But I love that sending random gifts to your team, because when working remotely, it can be really easy to fall into just work, 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 and all your comms end up being about work. And you don't get that bumping into someone in the corridor and asking how their day was. And, you know, that's really important for teams. So you have to in some way create some lightness, some levity, some non-work interaction. And I love that. Just messaging some gifts. Brilliant.
Oh, exactly. You again, like, can you just come join our team? Because that's exactly how I feel. Like, it's just so important in these times where we're all, you know, online so much and not in person. I miss those hallway conversations and like, you know, just those little side conversations that don't have to do with what you're working on. So exactly. Like, I just find that the gifts are a funny way where we can all just sort of laugh and take a 30-second laugh from the day-to-day grind, kind of. Absolutely.
So important. Okay, the last one is the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Well, was there any doubt? I mean, come on eBay. That would be your fastest, easy way. Like that one was teed up as my softball. No, but truly, I really think that eBay is such a great opportunity. Like I said, I've been here for 18, 19 years. And the reason I stay is like, we have such a great opportunity for entrepreneurs and businesses out there. And like, I love seeing that like during a pandemic, like we're a way to help businesses continue to grow and reach more buyers. And so really, if you're not on eBay, come on, like we can help you grow and help you reach more buyers. So definitely.
It kind of would have been wrong if you'd said anything other than eBay for the answer to that question.
Exactly.
Which leads us nicely into, Christy, where can listeners find you and eBay if they want to get selling or they have questions or want to know more?
Absolutely. So as you can imagine, it can be a little bit overwhelming to start selling on eBay, but we have many, many tools out there. So we have what's called eBay Seller Center. So you just Google eBay Seller Center, you'll get on there and that sort of can give you all the information to get started. And we've actually launched something recently that we're kind of testing out, but in process of launching, called eBay Seller School, where we can sort of teach a new business how to come online through some online videos and coaching and tools and tips. So you can search for that as well. And then I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social platforms and would love to hear from anyone who has questions or needs support. I might not be the person who ends up doing it, but I have the connections to get you the help you need. So yeah, check out eBay Seller Center. Even just maybe start by listing a few items and try it out and see what happens. So yeah.
Love it. Thank you, Christy. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It's been really interesting to find out what strategies people are currently using on eBay and just to kind of remind people it's another selling option out there. So thanks for coming on.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me and giving me the chance to remind people that they're out here, and we'd love to have them come on. So thanks so much.
So there you have it, guys. There is more to do on eBay than just doing those kind of outlet stores to get rid of the distressed stock. There's a lot of full price selling going on there, a lot of selling of items that are on your site. And as Christy went through, there's an awful lot of support there to help you do it. And I think, you know, even if in the past we've been a little bit, I'm not sure our brand should be on marketplaces, there are an awful lot of consumers using them to buy. And in this day and age, the need for diversity in our routes to market, the need for diversity in our business, so as we have those extra table legs, is so important that I think if you aren't reconsidering marketplaces this year, then you really should be. And of course, eBay is one of the big ones. And then there are lots of smaller ones in different niches, which may be the right ones for you. Now, you can get your hands on the notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. And there you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Now, something else we're doing very, very soon to help you improve your business is our 2021 planning webinar. Now, it doesn't sound that sexy, does it? But it is. It's going to show you how to pick from all the great ideas we're giving you this month to create your success in 2021. We'll be telling you more about this as the month goes on, but right now I can tell you two really important things about it. First off, it's happening the first week of Feb, which of course means you can listen to everything we're doing here on eCommerce Masterplan and all the cool stuff we're putting out on Keep Optimizing this month, all of which is designed to help you make 2021 your best year ever. And it means, as you know, as retailers are, it means you can get your January sales out the way, your Christmas wrap up out the way, and then we can just think about what the rest of the year brings. Get all that stuff out your hair first. The second really important thing I can tell you right now is that you can save your space for free right now by heading to ecommercemasterplan.com/webinar. Okay, I just mentioned Keep Optimizing, and that's because to go alongside this series we're doing on eCommerce Masterplan, our sister podcast Keep Optimizing, where we focus on marketing, is all about getting your e-commerce marketing foundations right this month. So that's your team, your tech, your analytics, and more. You can find Keep Optimizing on your podcast app of choice. Just search Keep Optimizing or head to keepoptimizing.com to find out more. And because I'm British, we're spelling optimizing with an S, not a Z, although most of the search engines have now caught up with the fact. So you'll probably find us whichever one you go with. Okay, enough of talking about other things. What's happening right here on the eCommerce Masterplan podcast this month? Well, this has been the fourth episode in our 2021 eCommerce Growth Series sponsored by Klaviyo. On Monday, we're back to talking to retailers, and my guest will be sharing how his company's focus on sustainability has led to exponential growth in recent years. If you're interested in the circular economy, you do not want to miss this one. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their businesses. So please, please do tell the other e-commerce business owners you know about what we're up to this month, because I would love to help them too. I hope you have a great week. Keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the eCommerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.